there was a conference called the Future of Cinema Conference. And there were a lot of panels on the future of cinema. There was some stuff on VR and AR. But what really took everybody by storm was Ang Lee, this director who did Life of Pi. He did Hugo. No, I'm not sure he did Hugo, but he did one of the Hulks. You know, actually, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
He did comic Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yes, exactly.
Way back in the day, anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, his next movie coming up is called Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
That's a great book, by the way. I read the novel.
It's
amazing.
It's called The Catch-22 of the Iraq War.
Yeah.
And it makes a lot of sense. And so he decided to make a film out of the novel. But what he decided to do was really remarkable. He, you know, for the last 100 years, movies have been shot at a frame rate of 24 frames per second.
Right.
And that's really based upon the limitations of the technology 100 years ago. And yet we still do it today.
Yeah.
Because it has the cinematic effect.
It has the cinematic effect. Now everybody thinks that that's the cinematic effect. Yeah. And anything else, any higher frame rate, which is now easy with digital technology, doesn't look filmic, doesn't look cinematic. It looks like video. It looks like it was shot, you know. So some people call it the soap opera effect.
Yep.
Well, Ang Lee decided to buck that trend. He shot this movie at 120 frames per second.
Wow.
Five times as fast as a normal movie. He also shot it with a resolution of 4K, right? 4,096 by 2160. And in 3D. He literally, but he shot it in 3D, like Life of Pi.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He actually put two cameras on a rig.
That's the way you got to do it. If you're going to do 3D, do it right.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And so they showed a rough cut of about 10 minutes, 11 minutes of this movie. It's not done yet by any means. It's coming out on Veterans Day, as it happens, in September. But they showed to those of us who were at the Future of Cinema Conference, I showed a 10-minute clip. At 120 frames per second, 4K, 3D, using Dolby 3D, this particular type of 3D, very bright also, five times brighter than the 3D you would normally go and see in a movie. And I have to tell you, it was astonishing.
I can see where the technology could really enhance the story, because having read the novel, it's just sort of a crazy version of what happens to this veteran when he comes home and the way our society treats people and fame and war.
Yes.
And I could see how that could really, that technology could really enhance that, as opposed to like VR, which feels more like, oh, let's do a choose your own adventure kind of thing, which I've never liked.
Right.
But yeah, and I am really looking forward to that.
Oh, it's remarkable how clear everything is.
Yeah.
You know, things are moving around, cameras are panning, and everything is crystal clear the whole time. The 3D was the most comfortable 3D I've ever experienced. Now, I'm a fan of 3D. I know Leo isn't particularly, but this particular type of 3D called Dolby 3D has some problems for me because I wear glasses.
Mm.
No problem in this movie.
Oh.
It had an emotional impact, and Ang Lee talked about this in his keynote, that he thinks that this higher frame rate and the greater spatial resolution, greater temporal resolution because of the high frame rate, has a greater emotional impact on the audience.
Mm.
And this is a very emotionally impactful movie to begin with, or theme or story to tell. And he is adding to that, to the point where even the people who came out and said, oh, it looks like video, you know, they didn't, after a few moments, they didn't care.
Yeah.
They were drawn into the story so deeply. Even this little rough cut clip of 11 minutes or so, it was amazing.
It really seems, and we're going to be talking about this actually later at the end of the show, with VR, and then with this, where you're talking about 3D, so that makes it a little bit more immersive, but high resolution, super bright, almost like you're looking through a window. You know, everybody's kind of, that's always the dream that you're chasing.
You know,
it seems like the more you can improve the quality of that, air quotes, reality, the easier it is to kind of get lost in that emotion, right?
That's
Not only is it emotional because the story says certain things that resonate,
right.
But now it looks like that emotional event is actually happening right in front of you.
Yes.
And, you know, just as human beings, that makes it easier to connect to.
I remember when HD, right, first came on the scene, and everybody said, oh, it's like looking out a window.
Right.
Well,
yes,
this really is like looking out. Uh-huh. I mean, I literally thought I was looking at a live shot, a live scene, something that was happening literally in front of me. It was amazing.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So speaking of HD, let's talk about HDR.
HDR, one of my favorite subjects. It's all over this show.
Yeah.
Really, seriously. And so what that means, high dynamic range. It means lower blacks, deeper blacks, brighter, brighter whites, brighter colors. And that is another, I think, enhancement to the emotional impact of the experience. Now, Dolby Cinema is the only place where you can see that in a commercial setting. There are HDR TVs now, and there are booths all over this show. Mm-hmm. Sony has got some great shots that they took of high dynamic range, and they're showing it on their commercial TVs. ATSC, the Advanced Television Systems Committee, they are putting together a new broadcast standard that is being demonstrated for the first time here at the show, and they are basically capturing images with a camera at one end of the South Hall in high dynamic range and actually transmitting that over the air from a broadcast tower on Black Mountain some 15 miles away, being picked up by an antenna here at the show and being shown on consumer high dynamic range capable TVs. And the effect is beautiful. Wow. It's wonderful.
So HDR and 4K, is one better than the other or just different?
Oh, that's a great question. In my opinion, those are two orthogonal variables, okay?
That's the word I need to have defined.
Well, what orthogonal means at right angles. So basically, it means they're independent.
Okay.
Right? You can have 4K without HDR. You can have HDR without 4K. In my opinion, HDR is far more important. It makes far more difference to the picture quality. You can walk into a room with an HDR signal or an HDR picture on a TV from across the room and see it instantly. You know, wow. It draws your eye. But the difference between 2K and 4K, or 1080p and 2160p, you have to be up pretty close to the screen to even see a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So HDR, far more important. And the ATSC demo that they're showing here, the resolution is 1080i even. It's
wow.
Not 4K.
Mm-hmm.
But it's HDR, and you see it. You can see it from across the hall.
Man, that really much of a difference.
Oh, big difference. Wow. Big difference. I recommend, if at all possible, if you live near one of the currently 15 Dolby Cinema locations in the country, four in Europe, go see a movie there. Because the presentation is so much better. The last one I saw was Batman v Superman. Not a great movie, in my opinion, but one of the best HDR presentations I've ever seen. It was just stunning. What's up there now, I think, in those theaters is The Jungle Book.
Oh,
and I've heard great things about that.
Opened on Friday. I couldn't go because I was coming here. So as soon as I get back home, I'm going. Because that's going to be awesome.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about, I mean, sometimes the technology is so great, then, like, the storytelling, they feel like the storytelling doesn't have to be as good, or, you know, like,
well,
that with a Batman, Superman.
Yeah, exactly right.
I just have ignored it because everyone says it's horrible. But then you're like, well, it's so amazing. The technology is amazing. You forget it's a bad movie.
Yeah, I went because I wanted to study the technology, not that I was necessarily that interested in Batman v Superman. The DC world is so dark. I prefer the Marvel world, which is kind of more lighthearted. But in any event, it was a gorgeous presentation, as was The Revenant. And here's another example of how high dynamic range makes the image look more real. It's closer to what you can see in the real world. And it looked so real, in fact, that I had to leave. I couldn't stay till the end because it was so brutal.
Because it's a dark film.
And
dark from a content perspective.
Yeah. From a content perspective, yes. The imagery was gorgeous, just beautiful. And it was shot, as far as I know, in all natural light. So there wasn't any like lighting or anything.
Wow.
And it just looked so real, in fact, that my stomach was turning and the bear attack was like, oh, my God. And I just had to leave.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose if you're doing high dynamic range, that more... realistically, you know, represents the actual lighting that our human eye sees in a particular place. You don't need all that extra lighting. That extra lighting is there to compensate for the weaknesses of the camera that you're using or whatever.
Yeah.
Or to paint a, you know, more stylized picture in some cases.
Now, getting one more thing to say about Ang Lee's Billy Lynn's long halftime walk, he said he had to relearn movie making with this new technology. He actually did shoot it in high dynamic range. We didn't see it presented that way in this demo. But at 120 frames per second, they don't even use makeup on the actors.
Wow.
Because you can see the makeup.
Yeah.
It's so clear. He said the actors had to learn how to act differently. It has to get closer to real life because you can see they're acting.
I know.
Yeah. Really amazing.
Yeah, I know. I always think about that because when I was on Tech TV, you know, I was 10 years younger, but the technology was different, so I looked different.
Right. And you could wear makeup and no one would know.
Right, exactly. Yeah, now, yeah.
In this movie, they had to take a 3-week regimen of diet and so on just to make sure their skin was clear when they shot it.
Interesting.